Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The gun violence prevention group called Moms Demand Action is urging Governor Tim Walz to call a special session to ban assault rifles. Chad Kuiper is the co-lead of the Minnesota chapter and says they won't stop there.
We have plans to flood our legislators' inboxes. If we have to organize other rallies, we're going to do it. If we are planning on holding our lawmakers accountable at town halls that they are going to be holding in the coming months, we're fanning out across the state as much as possible.
Walz and legislative leaders have been holding closed-door meetings to discuss what a special session would look like. Minnesota Wild forward Kirill Kaprizov is going to be the highest-paid player in NHL history. The team signed him today to an 8-year, $136 million contract extension. Kaprizov will average $17 million a year throughout the 2033-2034 season. 28-year-old Kaprizov scored 25 goals and had 31 assists in 41 games last year, but missed half of the season due to an injury. Waterfowl hunters are out on Minnesota lakes and in wildlife management areas looking for ducks and geese. The DNR's Nate Huck says we're seeing some migrating birds right now.
And it kind of seems like we might have seen a little bit of a push right before the weekend. There was some northwest winds that showed up, and it seems like some birds arrived with that. And I think that made some hunting better in some places that we didn't quite expect it to.
He says significant numbers of Canada geese showed up in the state late last week. September in Minnesota has been drier than the summer months. Assistant state climatologist Pete Boulay says we're about 7/10 of an inch below normal statewide.
So there is still some abnormally dry conditions right now across the state, Pine, Carlton County, and in north central parts of the state. And with these warm and dry days, they begin to add up. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and see how things are going.
He says southwestern Minnesota is more than 2 inches short of normal for rainfall. The drought could return if the dry, warm conditions continue. The Minnesota Timberwolves open training camp today at Target Center, and they have their first home exhibition game next Tuesday against the Indiana Pacers. Norway's Crown Prince Haakon is coming to Minnesota next week to mark 200 years since the first organized Norwegian emigration to the U.S. Monday through Wednesday, he'll meet Governor Tim Walz, attend a business conference, and celebrate Norwegian heritage with local communities. The USDA Forest Service is granting $175,000 to the Lake of the Woods County to reduce wildfire risks to communities. It's part of an over $200 million investment in 58 projects across 22 states and 2 tribes nationwide. The Minnesota Lottery is reporting 2 more 6-figure winners in recent drawings. A North 5 ticket purchased at Silver Bay Municipal Liquor Store on the North Shore won just over $156,000 on Saturday. A Gopher 5 ticket sold at Sun Foods in Brooklyn Center is a $110,000 winner in Friday's drawing. Prizes that large must be claimed at the Minnesota Lottery headquarters in Roseville. This is MNN.